You are now entering the realm of white hot business. This is where we get real about why what happens in the bedroom and your body is a reflection of your business confidence and visibility. I'm your host, sexologist and business mentor, Lauren White, and I'll guide you to become the sovereign, magnetic and sensual woman that's available for more success and satisfaction. Access all areas. It's time to transform your business from lukewarm to white hot. You are about to get a hefty dose of permission. Your throat, your voice, your fullest expression needs permission as the starting point to welcome in more of what you want in your business, in your body, and definitely in your bedroom. We need you to continuously devote yourself to giving yourself permission to speak up, not just once, not just as a one-off frivolous thing that you do. Permission is an ongoing process that builds upon itself. Ask me how I know. I'm Lauren White, and if this is the first time that you have entered my world, I am a qualified sexologist, a business mentor, and speaking coach to women who want to embed their power and pleasure in all aspects of their life, their vision, and their mission. And I just so happen to be the author of the book, Permission, Personal Liberation for Switched On Women. I wrote this book over 2017 and 2018 and released it in September 2018. And today you are going to hear my chapter, Permission to Speak Up. I'm going to share with you what I shared with readers back in 2018 and anyone who's just so happens to read Permission today. We're looking back at what I said about speaking up in 2018, and I'm going to then bring you up to speed into the present day and to reflect as to what's changed, what's improved, what's been enhanced, and if there's anything I wouldn't say today. I want to acknowledge that as women, we are changeable creatures, and that means that our truth changes as well. All you can ever congruently express in this moment, in the bedroom, in your business, through your body is, what is my truth in this moment in time? Knowing that truth is a changeable creature just like you. Let's look back. I'm going to read this chapter to you, so enjoy leaning back, luxuriating in this audiobook episode of White Hot Business. Here is Permission to Speak. You don't come with a warning label. Thank goodness for that. You can't walk around with a permanent sorry on your head, and nor should you. The woman who attempts to control everything that enters and leaves her mouth may as well be shackled. Starving yourself of your truest expression means that your libido will be starved as well. Renourishing your libido means first nourishing your body and voice. Both are vital counterparts to your feeling whole. In order to be in sex, you need active full body movement and throat sounds. Your capacity to release the sexual heat inside of you is eerily similar to birthing a baby. When you birth a baby, you can't do it without moving your body or making sound. Okay, you technically can, but both help momentum and progress. The way you respond to arousal in the bedroom is no different. Arousal needs your participation, and the best way to get the blood flowing is with motion. Erotica is rife with the words undulating and cried out for a reason. To be clear, the leap from quiet good girl to woman who speaks to her yes and no could be too wide to be comfortable right now. However, a gradual transition from unspoken to speaking out is a realistic path that will cushion the way. The art of speaking up will ruffle feathers, and the feathers that get the most ruffled will probably be yours. These are acts of confidence and, at times, defiance. A word of warning to those who feel tempted to fall back into old habits of serving. You do not start experimenting with speaking up because it will please others. You start because it will please you and allow you to live a life that is aligned, honest. It won't always go smoothly, but trying to keep things smooth for everyone else right now is creating some serious bumps and some not so good ruffles for you. Own your outspokenness. I own that even though I talk to people about really sensitive matters for a living, I still say stupid stuff. I own that sometimes my outspokenness can become so warped in my head that after seeing my friends, I want to write text messages simply saying, sorry. The real message I am sending with these unnecessary sorries are, sorry for being me. Countless occasions of witnessing other women say sorry for the most innocuous of things got me so close to my own habits. The parallel was achingly close. Quitting with the sorries was a decision I had to make. I couldn't hold my own in sex and be magnetic when I was constantly apologizing for my existence. That shit had to stop. I had no idea that talking about sexuality was going to be my purpose and that my voice would be my most valuable tool. In the process of being guided to this very point, I've been essentially reprogrammed to become the woman that speaks about sex for women who can't speak about sex. I assure you, I wasn't born this way. I needed to learn this craft, and perhaps you do too. Speaking up was not my forte, but saying multiple sorries was. The most important learning for my throat and libido was that no one can speak up for me. As I became more sensitive to the occasions when someone did speak up for me or over me, I felt the sting of disempowerment, like I'd been robbed of the chance to befriend my empowered and sovereign self. Silence is entrenched, but you can release it. Your silence shows up in multiple ways. Someone asks you a question about what you do and you freeze. Someone simply asks what you're going to order off the menu and you wonder, what is it they want to hear? Someone says something controversial about a topic where you have a burning interest and it's like your voice is in lockdown. Someone starts making jokes about bodies and what happens in the bedroom, and there is no way you would chime in. Your silence keeps your power quiet. The women that I've worked with recognize these patterns quickly. They are all too familiar with the discomfort that arises when they are put on the spot in conversation. Without preparation and the subsequent anxiety that barges in, with an abundance of doubt, her throat is closed off and she moves swiftly into nod and smile mode. She tells me how the easiest option has always been to agree with whatever opinion or argument is flying thick and fast at the time. I've heard too many times, it's just easier if I agree with them. Insert coworker, friend, partner, family member here. By the time women want to address their libido, they are so tired of not being heard. We'll be heard when we speak up. You'll be better understood when someone special is privy to who you are inside. Your preferences, your tastes, your turn-offs, your pleasures, and your point of view. Speaking up gives you the chance to be a canvas with texture when you allow your uniqueness space to express. Sometimes you don't even know your points of view or likes until you speak to them. When you let the words roll out, how about ziplining next month? I really want to enroll in. My job is traumatizing me. Can we try this in sex? You will feel where you stand. Speaking up continues to teach me that what I say increases the chances that what I want will come to fruition purely because accountability is a big incentive for me to get shit done. Speaking up also helps me to categorize what's a jumble in my head, and these insights are deepened when I can use my hands to explain what I see and where everything lays. Sure, speaking up is scary, but I have come to value motion over stasis, and me saying it out loud feeds that value. Life sometimes forces us to speak up. There have been times where being a blank canvas had appeal for me because I could seamlessly blend in. Other times, life edged me way out of my comfort zone to speak up out of necessity. One of my greatest struggles around not speaking up and the incessant need to fit in has evolved around my tinnitus and hearing loss. Not only is the experience of isolation that comes with hearing loss so shrouded in silence, but to take this stigma further, I'm both young and in the exceptional position of listening to women's most intimate stories. And when women share the deepest parts of themselves, they're often sobbing through the words, which unknowingly creates a challenge for me to really hear them. Confessing my struggles rather than concealing them is the essence of speaking up, not just once, but again and again. Despite my desire for all of this burden to go away, the reality is it never will. My speaking impairment demands that I speak up and share my shame over and over because people need to know what my unique needs are. Otherwise, my capacity to connect to others is threatened from the start. When I attend a talk, I can't just sit up in the back of a room and hope that I catch the gist of what is being said. Nope. I've got to go right down to the front or ask the presenter to use a microphone. When I speak to a circle or group of women, I can't just nod my head and go along with what I think is being said. I need to ask women to speak a little louder and clearer to ensure that they're not only heard, but understood. I've cursed this persistent cause of stress between my ears many times over and cried thousands of tears. I would love to declare I own it, but I'm not in the comfort of ownership yet. The paranoia and shame of being a fraud still lurk. So here's my choice. I can see my hearing impairment as something that corners me, or I can choose to see it as an important teacher in doing the work. When I consider this strange conundrum of being the trusted confidant who has trouble hearing, I can only trust that I'm carrying this load to not only ensure I practice what I preach, but to teach women that are speaking to me to speak up loud and clear. Oh, there is more to that chapter in Permission. If you want to get the rest and the rest of the book, I will leave a link below to purchase a personalized copy of Permission. What that means is I will give you a personally channeled message and send Permission to you via express post. This is only available to Australian residents. So if that is not you and you live elsewhere, get Permission worldwide through your favorite book merchant. Get it anywhere. Delivered instantly. Now, when I wrote this chapter back in 2018, I was at a different point in my speaking journey. What I want to reflect upon now is that I'm doing a lot more speaking in my business and for my business. In fact, speaking has become a key way that clients come into my world, and I'm teaching women in business how to speak, how to be the loudspeaker for their business and brand. So that's a shift that's happened since 2018. It's interesting rereading this. I still feel exactly the same. And that's what I love about writing a book and creating a legacy with my business and brand, is that this was my truth back in 2018, and it's refreshing to see that it's still my truth. In fact, a little bit further on in that chapter, I start talking about permission to be called by your name. I still feel so vehemently passionate about this, that I did a live about this very topic on Instagram in April. Permission to be called by your name. I am a big advocate of calling women by their name instead of using these sickly sweet, hyper-feminized labels like babe and doll and lovely and all of that. I am of the opinion that we don't know how someone responds to a title like that, and that we need to use their preferred name from the get-go. And that means getting as nuanced as, I see you've got Katie on your handle. Do you prefer to be called Kate or Katie? I've made errors like this in the past. Women have corrected me, and now I speak up and ask them what they would like to be called. And in turn, I need to tell women what I like to be called. If you don't know me, please call me Lauren. Just call me Lauren. It's my name. It's the most powerful action you can take to validate me. It's just call me by my name. So that's interesting that that's in the chapter as well. And that I just got caught up in my book then. I was like, oh, there's that bit too. And that speaking to what is true for me in the moment is still how I give myself permission to speak. It can be incredibly alluring to want to know the final answer for yourself in your business. What is my thing? The way that I've always approached business is it is a constant evolution. And the way that you learn about what legacy it is that you're here to leave, or a part of your legacy that you're here to leave, is by speaking, is by having a podcast, is by getting on lives, is by getting on Instagram stories, is by asking people, can I speak on your podcast? I've guested on podcasts years ago and given a totally different version of the work that I offer now. Yes, the undercurrents are still the same. It's about permission, it's about power, it's about pleasure, but the frame in which I presented it was completely different. That's okay. That was a necessary stepping stone to get to where I am now, which will create another legacy with a program, with a speaking opportunity, with a book, with a possible TED Talk. That's okay. I truly believe that you find out, as I said in the chapter, that you find out how you really feel about something by speaking to it. Journaling is valid. Journaling and writing down is a pillar of it. Speaking has a different charge. It just does. It gets to the heart of things really quickly. It's like if you wrote down, I hate this and I hate that, and then you spoke, I hate this and I don't want this and I don't want that, you get to go, do I really feel that way? Do I really want this version of events creating my reality? And the answer is probably going to be no. And as I've said in previous episodes, when you source your no, you find your yes. In fact, I said this in permission as well. When you source your no, you find your yes. Don't just stay on the no. Stay on what it is I do want and realize that the charge of creating a vibration through your throat and saying, I want this and I want that and I want more and I want a better lover and I want to be a better lover and I want to be a more powerful speaker and I want to call in high caliber clients, and I want this, and I want more money. Realize how daunting it can be, and realize and experience what a necessary edge it is to meet in order to make that happen. When we write, it is one piece of the puzzle. Yes, that message is received somewhere out there. When we speak, oh my gosh, talk about collapsing the timeline. When we speak, it propels us forward way more effectively than just writing does. So yes, permission to speak up. Permission to ask for what you want. Permission to get on camera imperfectly so that you can start getting better at it, so that you can start feeling more confident. It will never happen by not taking action. So speak up. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you're calling in. Tell us what you envisage. Tell us what you're dreaming of. I have one client who came to me years ago and asked to meet for coffee after reading permission and said, can we meet for coffee? There's something I'd really love to run by you. And she trusted me with her vision of this multidisciplinary practice that was completely revolutionary. That's now a reality. That is now in flow. That has now happened. That is now growing. She sat down and she was shit scared and she spoke to her truth and she confided in me what her dream was. She had it there on paper. She had it there as a drawing and she shared it. And I said, well, of fucking course, yes, you should do this. Of course, yes, this is needed. Of course, this will be a success, a resounding success, because this is what people want. And it is. Speaking up puts your dreams in motion. Speaking on stage brings clients into your world quicker than a funnel or digital marketing or writing words, as powerful as your words are. Take the power of your voice and your written word and speak to it and start watching new doors and opportunities open for you. Do this in your business. Do this in your bedroom. Can we try this time? I really like it when you do this. Can you do this firmer? Can you slow down? Ask for what you want. Feel, not just the fear. If you're getting hooked on the fear, then you're getting arousal out of it. Don't just feel the fear. Start feeling the power of it. Start feeling the charge, alchemize from fear into power, into potency, and into influence in all aspects of your life. You will never, ever, ever regret starting to speak up and starting to use your voice as the instrument that it is, the instrument that is currently under lock and key. Maybe not in all aspects, but there is a part of your throat that is suppressed. There is a truth that wants to be revealed. And all you can do is speak to your truth in this moment. This is my truth right now. And in recording this podcast at this moment in time, this is my truth right now. And tomorrow, I might record a radically different podcast. And neither of them are wrong. They are pure presence. So when it comes to speaking up, start. The only way to get more confident, the only way to have more gravitas is to start. I have something for you. It is my power speaker training. And right now, you've missed the live recording, but I have the replay here for you. In this, I'm going to teach you 5 ways to nail your next speaking gig, your next podcast interview, your next online webinar or training. This is for you if you are a woman in business who knows that more magic, more power, more profit is going to come to you when you leverage the power that is inside, the power that you can't access on your own. This is about getting you out of the freeze responses and the hyper-stress responses that you default to around speaking so that you can get into flow. This is an all-killer, no-filler training where you will walk away knowing that the next speaking opportunity you have, it is in the bag. It's in the bag because you've tended to the instrument of your voice and the instrument that is your body. There is so much more available to you, and I want you to have it, but you have to self-select to receive it. You don't even have to speak up to access this. All you need to do is enter your name and email on the page in the links, and you will get instant access to your speaker power. I can't wait to see you and hear more of you once you've accessed my newest power speaker training.